This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The national tour of our road show, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers, was in New York City a couple of weeks ago, and we had on stage with us at the 92nd Street Y a consummate New Yorker and worrier, Delia Ephron. Her most recent book is called Sister, Mother, Husband, Dog, Etc. And we talked a little bit about life in the big city and specifically how she gets around sometimes in an Uber. Here you go, Delia Ephron.
I was riding uptown in an Uber car, and the driver said to me, you have a 4.5 rating. If it drops to 4.0, no one will pick you up.
Okay? Ryan, what do you do?
A perfect rating is 5. So, I mean, you know, and by this time I had only taken like 4 rides in an Uber car, okay? So then I got obsessed. I thought, what have I done to cause this? Maybe I'm just the rudest person in America. So I had to review all of my rides. You know, the time I got into an argument in an Uber car.
And you can just see these guys with their phones going, that's a 3.2.
Right.
I'm not doing that
just,
one.
I did not realize that passengers got rated. The driver said, tip 5 to get 5.
Wait, now you have to tell me what that means.
Tip 5.
You guys all know what that means.
You don't
tip,
know. Okay, no. Tip $5.
Oh, 5 to bucks get a, to get 5 stars?
Tip 5, yeah.
I'm clearly an Uber rube. Wow.
But then I got panicked because there's nothing worse than being someone who doesn't tip.
I totally thought you were supposed to tip
the driver. Yeah. 5. I hope I got 5.
If you didn't, then you got played. I want to ask you about your sister for a second because she is your most recent book, Sister, Mother, Husband, Dog, Etc. She is the sister in that title. Or I guess you are the sister. I want to talk about collaboration and this idea of taking two and making one, right? Because you guys became a team. How do you do that? Does it happen because
Nora,
you were sisters?
Nora always said that we shared half a brain.
Yeah.
And she had the numbers brain, by the way. I did not. I can't do numbers at all. Well, she was great with the stock market, except she told me to sell my Apple stock 4 years ago.
No, boy, did she. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
As she was in the hospital, you guys were writing a cable TV pilot about the SEC, some woman at the SEC and a guy who was an investment banker?
An SEC investigator and then like the head of a huge investment firm and she's assigned to, but I left, you know, the Dodd-Frank parts and all those
and the
things
short selling
that mean
and all
nothing
that stuff
to me. I left that to Nora, which is, by the way, the great thing about collaborating, which is that you don't need to know everything. You just need to know a certain number of things. Mm-hmm. If they know those things, you don't need to. Yeah. So it's really fantastic.
I wonder if, just to get to the theme of the evening about learning to stop worrying, not necessarily about the numbers, but in general, seems to me you never stop worrying.
That's true. That's true. I am not someone
you
want
right?
seated in the exit row of an airplane. I just want to say that. I go from 0 to 100 faster than anyone you've ever met.
I will totally sit next to you the next time we're on an airplane. Delia Ephron, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would sit next to her, too. She was great. The next and final stop for How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers is right here in Los Angeles, Saturday, November the 8th. Me on stage with Amy Poehler and Norman Lear. Also, Gwynne Shotwell, the president of SpaceX. Tickets at marketplace.org.